Hello and welcome to the Dancecast, where I explore dance as an art form, traveling to non-traditional places and with non-traditional doers. I'm your host and my name is Silva Lakkonen. Welcome to Dancecast. Today is going to be the episode 23. In this episode, I talked to Wagner Moreira, who I met last summer in Berlin at the Mietscher Dance Festival. And he taught a lesson, and it was so much fun. So I wanted to find out more about him and his dance life and life in general. So we ended up chatting a lot about things, about art and what art is in general. So we had a lot of fun in this conversation. So I hope you do too when you listen to his stories and his way of working. Also, we talked about learning, and what I learned is that when I record an episode of Dancecast, I should not have my dog inside playing with its toys that make annoying squeaky sounds. So I apologize in the beginning of the podcast. There will be some squeaking in the background until I decided to put the dog out. So I'm so sorry about those squeaks. But now you know where they're coming from, and I definitely learned my lesson there. Will not have the dog in anymore when recording episodes from home. But here's Wagner Moreira. He was born in 1977 in Barbacena, Brazil, and began studying dance in Brazil in 1991. Continuing his education in other countries like Germany, Belgium, Portugal, Austria, and USA. Additionally, Wagner's physical technique in classical ballet and contemporary dance was developed with teachers from Brazil, Argentina, Belgium, USA, England, Cuba, Italy, Russia, Poland, Netherlands, Israel, and Germany. As a contemporary dancer, Wagner achieved awards in many dance festivals. In 2001, he became a registered teacher of the Royal Academy of Dance of London. As choreographer and physical performer, Wagner worked, among other things, on the piece Serminas Thou Gerais, I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right, probably not, with the singer Milton Nascimento, Meninos de Araguai, and the theatre group Ponto de Partida, Brazil. In Portugal, he attended the Continents in Movement in 1998, meeting of cultures in dance history, promoted by the Dance Department of Faculty of Human Kinetics at the Technical University of Lisbon. As a choreographer, he worked in different companies and production in Germany. Also, Wagner has worked as a dancer and guest contemporary teacher in different companies and projects. In 2010, he was awarded the scholarship for the Choreolab at the Donabio University, Krems, Austria. Now he's finishing the Master of Arts in Choreography at the Balucca University of Dance in Dresden and got in 2011 a scholarship for the International Choreographer in Residency program by American Dance Festival at the Durham University in North Carolina. He's an impressive performer, teacher, and a choreographer. We had a lot of fun, like I said. I hope you enjoyed the episode. And by the way, Mietscher Dance will meet this summer in Portugal, Porto. You can check the website Mietscher Dance by Googling or looking them up on Facebook for more details. But it's a really great festival, summer integrated dance festival in the summer, where you get to meet a lot of great teachers and performers. So check them out as well. I hope you enjoy this episode. I truly did. How are you?
Yeah, a little bit tired.
Oh yeah, the baby, right?
Yes, yes. She's nice, but you know how is that when they are so small. they don't have any kind of feeling. And that's it. That's baby. That's nice.
They don't have any feelings for you to be able to sleep.
Yes, that's it.
Wagner, it's so great to have you.
Yes, and how is your new home?
It's exciting. It's exciting. Yes, we live in a little village.
Yes.
In New Mexico, right next to Albuquerque, and have a huge house that used to be an old bed and breakfast. So if you ever want to come, we have lots of space.
Great. Oh, nice. Yeah.
We're right at the entrance to the National Cottonwood Forest, which is wonderful. A new job is great. Just a lot of learning new things.
Yes.
Which
yes.
are hard for the old dog sometimes.
Mm. Yes, yes. I can imagine, but I mean, it's always nice to learn new things, but it's always a kind of confrontation behind of that. I'm feeling the same always. Now I'm turning crazy because I have the feeling like, can I learn anything anymore? Because you know something. You are not so young anymore. So confrontations is there.
Yeah, yeah. And being uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's
is
it.
Is there, yeah.
Yeah, I learned once when I start my master in choreography, learning process is painful.
Oh, yes, it is.
Yeah.
And you know, I was saying this, I went to visit Austin. I still have a couple of projects in Austin that I'm doing. And I went there for the weekend and I felt...
Yeah.
Like it was an old shoe, you know, old shoe that fits so well and you know exactly how to put it on your feet and what sock to put in and it feels great and it just feels so good. And then I have this new shoe.
Yes.
That I still like, it's giving me a little bit of blisters and, you know,
yes.
it's making yes. me feel uncomfortable. But the more I use it, the
yes.
more it's going to feel the same way than the old shoe.
Yes, yes. And we hope that the new shoes will be an old shoe sometime. Some
yeah, exactly.
Point in our life.
Yeah, but. That's what I was thinking. I was thinking, well, in several years, this new shoe feels the same way than this old shoe.
Yes.
Because I wore the old shoe for so many times.
Yes, yes. There's a question of time. Because as mature we are, we think we know more about time. But no. Because we learn a lot of things and we think that things should be faster. And we forgot that was not so fast to learn things before. That takes time. But you know things. Why you cannot put now in a way that works really fast and effective as you did right now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
I have the same problem.
Yeah. And it's really good. I mean, it feels really good to sort of challenge myself and challenge
yeah.
the way I did things, and are they the best, and what, maybe they are not. And this
yeah.
is really great to look into that too.
Yeah.
But that process can be painful.
Yes.
So Wagner...
The life is like that.
Yeah, life is like that.
That's life.
Yeah. So you
yeah.
live in Germany.
Yes.
Where?
Yes.
You don't live in Berlin, even though we met in Berlin, but you're not in Berlin.
No, I'm living in Dresden. It's 2 hours from to the direction to Prague.
Okay, okay.
Yes, more on the east side, but it's close to Berlin. I decided to stay in Dresden because it's not so big and then not so small. And you know how is that as an artist and with family. And so when I have time, I go to Berlin and I do something there, but it's not my city.
And where? But you're not from Germany either, right?
No, I'm from Brazil.
And how did you end up in Germany?
Oh, yeah. I was studying my... I was doing my dance education in Brazil, the Royal Academy of Dance, classical ballet.
Oh, wow.
As a teacher. And then I finished my studies and I got invited to go to London and to receive my certificate. And then I went to London 2000, oh, it's a long time ago. no, 20 years ago.
Okay.
And then I got the invitation to come to Germany and to teach and to direct a dance school, a private dance school, and giving ballet and modern class and tap dance, for example. And then I thought, oh, that's a nice idea to get a new language and a new culture is always nice.
Mm-hmm.
That's nice for us as a dancer, you know? It's the difference between actor you can do everywhere what we do because you have the body language. And then I thought, oh, let's go to Germany. Let's try it. Yes. And then, yeah, now 15 years that I'm in Germany.
15. That's a long time. 15. So you never left. You just stayed.
Yes. I went when I have time and I have some jobs in Brazil and then I go once in a year. But yeah. But we decided to stay here. Now the family is getting bigger, and you know how is that when you change you leave your country and you are a long time in another country, you became a kind of monster.
Yeah.
You know that you are something in between, and now we have the children, and then
yeah, another process. Yeah, that's exactly how I actually feel. Last 2 years ago, when I went to Finland and this happened to me for the first time, then I was like, oh wow, I'm not fully Finnish. But I'm not American either.
Yes, yes, yes.
It's a crazy place to be as well.
I never thought, you know, I went to Germany and I left Brazil and I said to myself, oh, I have nothing to lose. I will just learn something. And I was sure that I was this kind of person and I should just learn something. And I never thought how difficult it is to get the point that, you know, okay, I will take the positive side from that culture and from that country. Mm-hmm. And I'm both. And I can be like a chameleon, you know?
Yeah.
I can play with that, but it takes a lot of time. And it's not so easy.
It's not
to
easy.
To go through the process.
Yeah, no. But it involves like sadness. I'm sad about it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I was. But now, as I told you, I'm trying to pick up just the positive side, mm-hmm. positive side from both. Because I was really sad. 5 years or 10 years that I was here, I was just looking the bad side from Brazil and the bad side from Germany. And I was a sad person.
Mm.
Because I said to myself, no, there's something wrong with your way to approach things, you know? And then I was looking from other perspective.
Ranger, that's my dog playing with his toy. I need to put him outside. Ranger, come on. You go outside. Bye-bye.
But I think the possibility to keep going doing my dance that I did in Brazil was for me like my hometown.
Mm.
You know, because I took something with me and I knew why I'm in Germany. I know that I have to teach this class that I teach in Brazil. You know, I have the method, and that gave me a lot of power to stay and to say, no, I know that I'm learning something here. And yeah.
Are you still teaching at the original place that you came to teach at?
Sorry?
Are you still teaching in that school, that private dance
school?
No.
No. I went to Westphalia. I stood there 2 years teaching a lot, just teaching,
mm-hmm.
and parallel make some class in a professional company in a state theater. And then I got invited to dance with the company as a guest. Actually, my way to dance was really not the usual way that we take. I decided to be a teacher really young because in Brazil it's really hard to get money as a dancer.
Oh, yeah.
And then I thought, no, I can be a teacher. I have to have my dance.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And for me, it was clear. And I want to make my family, to provide my family from my dance. So till today, I just did dance. And then that's why I decided to become first a teacher. And then I was take some class here and there. And then someone looked at me and said, wow, you are a professional dancer. And who? Plus, for me, the word professional is kind of something. It's just a label. And I thought, oh, yes, okay. If you say that, you mean that maybe I do something good. And then I decided to keep going dancing. And then I was in a theater for 4 years, teaching the company and as a guest and also as a performer.
I see.
And then I decided after 4 years, I had a endurance in my hip joints because overusing and dysplasia and working, just repeating things, and as you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then I decided to stop dancing in that way, and I have a hip operation.
Oh, wow.
Yes, they took everything out and cleaning everything, put it inside. And then I decided to study something. And then I decided to study choreography.
Oh,
really
okay.
Far away. Yeah, and then I made my master in choreography just to check it out, how is my dance, because I have another education, like dancers has to be perfect. And then somehow I discovered my body. This kind of format of dance, and I was feeling like not really fitting in this in the companies or in the field. That's why I start to think about what can I do with my body, which kind of abilities I have, and not these abilities. That's why I came slowly to the mixed abled and process and this kind of professional approach.
Oh, so you came through your own injury and the sort of frustration of the traditional field and you not feeling fitting in with your injury.
Yes, but I was before working with people with disability, because I came from one city in Brazil. It's called Barbacena. And they say we had a lot of hospitals there, and there's a kind of movement against the old ways to treatment people with mental disabilities.
Okay.
So, and then after a while, it was really bad what happened there, and there's the city of the crazy, of the freak people. And then there's a festival and museum and a lot of things about that. And then I start to study my master, the process of normality. And I decided to make a piece about what is normality, what's normal, what is the...
Yeah, standard, what is the line?
Yes, the line and the label, what is that? And then I start to work with some foundation with people with mental disabilities. That was my first project.
So did you do your master's back in Brazil?
In Germany.
Oh, in Germany, okay.
I did in Germany, in Dresden. Yeah. That's why I came to Dresden.
I see.
To the Paluca University of Dance.
Oh, okay.
Yes. And then somehow I was searching for some project where I could fit in, kind of interdisciplinary projects and a new way to do things. Because I thought the way that I did before was not the right way for me anymore. But I didn't want to give up my dance, you know? I tried it, but I was so sad. And I was like, no, that's not the right way. Should be another way. And then I found an audition in Cologne for one production that then became the Unlabel.
Oh, okay.
And they were looking for dancers with and without disabilities for a professional production, interdisciplinary production. And I thought, and they were researching the process of normality and be not normal. And was kind of, okay, that's my theme. And I could label me as a performer because they were looking for people with and without and musicians, dancers. And I was like, oh, I will be there. And I don't have to be a dancer. I'm just Wagner. I'm just a dance thing. And it was so, so good because 2 weeks after we started the rehearsal, someone said to me, Wagner, I think you are a dancer. And I was so happy because I didn't want to show my dance at the first moment, you know? And then, do you want to see my dance? And I start to move. Why I didn't see that? I said, because I don't want to show that. It's my private thing. And I was really super happy that I have my dance as a... It's a toy, you know?
Uh-huh.
That's what we did in Berlin. Like, let's play with things. That's why we dance. That's the beginning of the dance. And the children start to move and to play with balls. And then I keep developing this kind of process of reflexing and having fun sometimes. We know that the work is hard, to have fun is not so easy, but you have to try to.
Yeah, and your class was a lot of fun. It was an amazing class.
Yeah.
So was there some UK people involved? It was like several different European countries, right?
Yes. Yes. So the project is led by Lisette Heute, is a German producer, and Kostas Lamprolis is a Greek director, theater director. And they did this first production which I was as a performer in. And then they decided after this production to apply for some European funds.
Okay.
And to make a 2 years project where we could develop new ways of inclusive and interdisciplinary work in a performing art field. And then they invite me to be a coacher. And then we got kind of workshops, for example, from Kandoko and different people. They were coming to Germany and teaching us. And then we made a kind of workshops in Cologne, in Larissa in Greece, and in Istanbul. And these workshops, we coaches, we were led the workshop, and we got afterwards, we made a kind of audition. We took people from these workshops to do an unlabeled production.
I see.
So there is a project, European project in these three countries. Was 2 years, was really nice process for me of learning a lot of things from theater, circus, music, visual art, and a really international project.
Yeah.
And so I could learn something more and more, not just about my experience, but I could share with another artist. I got more involved with colleagues that were deaf, and then I started to learn sign language. And yeah, now I feel like that is another culture for me, for example, the deaf culture. And my piece now and my productions are really, I'm really trying to get more in accessibility, that I'm on the stage, like acting, speaking in Germany, and why not to sign as well? Because it's not my mother language, Germany, and why not to take other language as well and to achieve more people and to be more accessible what I do. And so now, yeah, now it's this kind of inclusive. I don't like the word inclusive anymore. Because if I included, the word inclusive is kind of label again, you know? And I think for me, everything is like a box and is inside of this box, this word. And inclusive is for me sometimes feels like I just do something and I try to put something in, you know? Because also, you have this action, inclusive, you know? It's nice to put something in, but the time that I lose finding, do you know, things, no, that is just a project, doesn't matter if that or that or that. And I'm just trying to see the people that I'm working with as they are.
So you just make art for everybody.
Yes. It's composition, actually. Composition. I love composition.
Mm-hmm.
I said, now I got 40 and 25 years that I'm just doing dance in my life. And I thought, oh, that's a nice moment to go to the stage and to make it public in a kind of composition. And then I decided to make a solo piece.
Oh, is it Play Dead?
Yes, I Play Dead. I will, you know, I will get father as well for the second time. 40 years old, 25 years on the stage, and 18 years that my father was dead. And my father brought me to dance.
Oh.
And because I want to be an artist, I knew that. I was really young doing catwalk and stuff like that. And then I decided to be an artist, to become an artist. And then I asked my aunt to give me some directions. And then I was looking for some class, dance class. And I thought, okay, to be an artist, I have to be an actor because I have Fred Astaire there in my head.
Yeah.
As an artist for me. And then, okay, to be an actor, I have to be a good tap dancer. And I start to look for tap dance. And the school that I was in Brazil, in a small city, in a village, the teacher said to me, "This is the first boy coming to the school and trying to get some dance class. He has to do ballet." And then she said to me, "Oh, here in my school, you have to do 3 years ballet, and then the 4th year you can start to tap dance." And then I said to myself, "No, never. I'm not
a ballet dancer.
That's not for boys. Yeah. No, that's not for boys. I just want to be an artist, not making ballet." And then I told my father, and then he said to me, "No, you have to try out. You have to go there and see how is it, and then you can say, 'No, that's not for me. I don't like it.'" But then I said, "No, that's not for boys. No." And he said, "No, that's not true. You go there, you try out. I'm your father, and I can help you and give you support if you want to do that." Mm. And then I went there. And then, I never stopped. And then I thought, that's the moment in my 40 years, you know, because he was responsible that I was here.
Yeah, yeah.
And for my dance. And then, unfortunately, she took his life.
Oh, I'm so
in
sorry.
18 years ago. And this process for me of suicide was a really long process. And then I was really thinking on democracy, what is that to have the freedom to take decisions. And that is another things happening around me, friends also that took his life, and this really close to myself. And then I thought, why not to make something, some art that is really important? You know, because sometimes as an artist, that's why I came to inclusive, and my works are always with kind of communication, social themes. And when I'm acting or when I'm doing my art, I want to see that the people start to think in another way, or I don't want to say anything. Maybe I'm just someone that's just giving some impulse to different ways of thinking and seeing things, what we need right now in this world, you know?
Yeah.
It's just respect and open-minded people that we do. And then I thought, no, now I'm quite mature, and that's the moment that I want to go to the 16 minutes alone.
How many minutes alone?
Have a kind of part, 60.
So
1 hour.
Okay.
Yes.
So 60
and
minutes
having
alone.
Fun. Mm-hmm. Yeah, with my dance, telling about my history, why I'm 40, 25 years here, and who is responsible for that. And let's talk about things that people, that's not normal to talk about. No? People say to you, nobody asked me to come here. No? Was not a democratic process. I have to be here. Oh, I'm born. I'm here. Yeah. And someone say to me, do something good with your life, please. Do what you want to do, but do something good. But don't take your life out. So, and I start to think about which kind of respect you have to have for those peoples that are not there, why they took this kind of decision. I just have to respect your pain. It's not my pain. I can try to understand, but you feel different than me. And who I cannot judge. So then I decide to play on the stage with the life and dead.
Okay.
And the dead, and be a dead, and having a dead that's not more dead. And then I just play as a child, playing with cars, with toys, and have, yes. And then I just play with things that are dead, with the audience and with my body. It was so a long process to be there. 10 years I took just to think about that I could do that without that the people think that I'm just doing kind of some history, some drama, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
To be
yeah.
famous or... Mm-hmm. That took really a long time. And also to work with the skin and with my body, with nudity. The piece starts, I'm just play with the audience, with the hangman, you know? This hangman.
Oh, yeah, play. Yeah, the game where you try to guess the word and you put...
Yes.
If you say the the letter that is not in the word, you're going to start to draw a hangman.
Yes.
Okay.
The audience, the audience, they come to the performance and they give me as a gift a word that begins with the word self.
Okay.
And I took this word and I start to play with the audience. And if I'm wrong, that's a hard consequence for me. I start to build up a hangman, but with my clothes.
Oh, wow.
So at the beginning, actually, as we are as a human being, there's a lot of mistakes. And then at the beginning on, I'm just as I am, as I came to the world.
Yeah, and that no clothes.
Yes, and then that's a process. Okay, I have, for now, as an artist here, nothing to hide.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not provocating anything like that. I'm not really trying to show myself or my body, but just to say you, that's like, I am like you are, like my father was, like someone that has problem.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's really nice. Now I'm really comfortable because I did twice and now I'm doing again next week. And yes, it's important for us as an artist to know how and what we are doing in our artist world, you know, and why I do that. It's just because I have fun. Just because I have to provide my family something that I have too as a man, or but what's beyond it?
I actually really appreciate the whole thought process behind being naked, because I remember when living in London, and you know, we went to see dance pieces all the time as we were dance, you know, studying dance. Yes. And like every time you go and see a dance piece in London, there is somebody naked in there. But it's just for the sake of being naked. And that to me was always like, oh.
Yeah. Yes, no.
Yeah, but no. This, that is really, that even when, you know, I can see the whole scene in my head when you describe it. And I have a very powerful experience of it. Because it made me immediately think of, yeah, you are born without clothes. That's.
Yes.
And looking back on your life, that's a very big part of it, to being born. Otherwise. Yes. There's nothing to celebrate.
Yeah, yes, and that's I start to research the process of being naked on dance space when I did my master, because of this normality. I started right there. I did with the dancers at the end. No, it's like you are. The clothes that you put now here to be speaking to you is just something that I organized now. But actually, I'm not this T-shirt. I just make this composition now for some frame, you know?
Yeah.
But actually what is inside of that, that's normality.
Yeah. Yeah, what is that's inside what the T-shirt, yeah?
Yes, that is what we are. And sometimes I think the dance field is so nice that you don't have to use words to say a lot of things.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
So, and the body's there. Mm-hmm. And that's why... For me, Silva, there is two things that are important for me. It's poetry and sensibility. Even when I want to do strong things, you know? I love provocation to bring people to think, but not confrontation.
Yes.
It's like I'm provocating you to have a kind of confrontation. That's why I'm taking my clothes out. No. I'm just trying to tell you, here, I'm like you. I'm the same level, not because I'm a performer, a dancer. I have more power, and I can do everything that I want on the stage and to hurt you. No, I just want to give what I have to give. A friend of mine wrote today on Facebook, posted something on Facebook. Art is not receiving. It's a matter of giving what you have. Just give. And Sara. It's a hard process that I had. Now I'm planning to show the piece in Brazil. And then it will be hard because I will do in my hometown where I was born, whereas I was a child, you know, there's a lot of confrontation inside of that. And now we have a kind of really difficult process in Brazil about nudity, about democracy, and yes, and as we see in a world now, mm-hmm. it's also happened really, really hard in Brazil now. So I'm trying to think like an activist and to say, okay, I know what I'm doing, but I cannot forget that I'm a person, that I'm a father, that I have my family. Mm-hmm. That's what we are discussing now. And to see, should we do that? Because we have a kind of problems in Brazil now with nudity dancers. Maybe you hear about that.
And I haven't. Is it about yes, showing the body, or is it becoming more?
Was just an installation.
Oh.
And the dancers is also Wagner Schwarz. And it's just a piece. The dancer or the performer is on the stage or someplace on the museum. Want you have a kind of origami.
Okay.
Yeah. But and he's naked, and you can go there, and you can bend the body. You can do with the body what you want to do with the origami. Okay. I didn't see the piece. Yeah. Okay. I just have a small informations. But at some point, was there a mother with the daughter, and she came and she went to the performer, and the daughter was touching the foot, and from the object. I see as an object.
Yeah.
Because it's for me.
Mm-hmm.
But someone was recording with the
cell phone
and then put it on the internet and said that's pedophily. And the artist, yeah, and then you can imagine how much discussion it was. Huh?
Yeah.
And then everywhere we have a lot of protest, and museums were closed in Brazil because of religion, nudity, and so on. It was like
so it became like a snowball that then went on and on and on and on.
Yes. But that's the process that it's not just in Brazil.
Mm-hmm.
I have to say. Yeah. That's why I'm just saying that, and to underline again why I'm doing my art in the way that I do, and what I need to do my art, and it's like why to use Facebook, why to use Instagram. Yes, you have to, because there is a lot of power inside of that. If you don't do that, the bad thoughts will take this place.
Yeah.
So it's better if you put a lot of good things inside of that. It's not about to show myself. No. Yes, as an artist, you have this possibility nowadays, as we are doing now. Mm-hmm. It's so nice to have the possibility. I could not fly to USA or, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
It's so difficult. Now we have the technology. You have to use it.
Yes,
in the
you
best
do.
Way that you have.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm now in the process to think why I'm doing what I'm doing, and how open can I be, and how strong, poetic, and sensible can I be? Because we need poetry. We need poetry nowadays. We need sensibilities. It's hard work. That's why now.
It is hard work. But I do believe, like you said, I do believe that it is time to art and art to change opinions. Art has the power to change opinions and be political and be powerful.
Yes, and to change lives.
And to change lives.
Because if I would not have the dance in my life, I would never leave Brazil. I would never speak another language. I would never know another place, also in my country. You know, I didn't have money. The dance, the art just changed me, made me like I am now.
I definitely have similar experience, and I don't even know.
Confrontation. I.
Yeah, I don't even know where I would be. I don't even know where I would be without dance. I think it gave me the discipline and like the form and the outlet and all of it as a youth, as a young Silva. It definitely, I think, saved my life.
Yes.
I could have made very bad choices.
Yeah.
But I didn't, because I went to a ballet class.
Yes, I'm also happy to have kind of experience really young with the somatic approach together with doing ballet at the same time. But I never thought that the work that I was doing was so powerful and so nice, because I was just, okay, if they say I have to do that, I do that. Then when I was in Germany working as a ballet teacher and making audition, people came to me and said, "Where did you have this kind of education? You are so nice. You know where you are in the." And then I start to, from outside eyes, I start to see what I had in a small city in Brazil. I was really glad to have these people that could give me a kind of really simple classical ballet school, like the first positions like that, and be clear how just it. And to think what, how, why I'm standing and stay 5, 10 minutes, look in the eyes for my colleagues in a ballet class. Now I'm doing the same with my students, and I say them, "I'm just doing with you what my teachers did with me, and I didn't know what is it, but now I know what is it, and I give you. Maybe you have time when you are bored." You say, "Oh, nice that I have this possibility. Tonight, you are giving to a improvisation evening with them, where they are improvising with a kind of interaction and composition stuff. It's like they have to go to the audience, they give a card to the audience, the close my eyes, for example. The audience has to close the eyes of the students. They are really young, 14, 15. Or hug me. Or let's sit down, let's walk together." You know, kind of things that we as a dancer, that is so important that you know how to approach your audience. They are not a wall, they are people. There is energy go in and out from you and your audience, and you are the same. The audience has to know, "I'm not better than you. I just had some kind of rehearsals to be here, or a technique, or whatever, but I'm not telling you, nice, how amazing do I am." Yes, I am, but
But you can be too.
yes, that's it. You know, it's not this the separation. It's just the and we are dancers. We want to have we want to get in contact with people and with the body. How now? How to do it alone?
Yeah,
You
you
know,
can.
and just pretend to. I will show you how I work. I will hug someone. No, hug me. I'm there. You know.
Yeah.
I think we need more contact, more body contact.
Oh, touch is so important.
Yes.
So yeah, no, and I appreciate that you do dance education that actually prepares young people to become an independent artist to then
Yes.
contribute to the dance field as a political or, you know, just talk about and perform and make people think about things that are happening in the world today.
Yes. And I think for us as a teacher, we should teach the not teach children. We are just a facilitator. And you have to think that to make some strategy or some propositions that they start to think to know how they are,
Yes.
how many abilities, and how they know to repeat steps. Of course, it's important to get the job, but behind that, you have to be a person that is active on thinking. Doesn't matter what you think, but okay, just think now that what I'm doing and what I like, where I am. I think I have a teacher that he said to me, "I'm not a t he said to me, "Wagner, I just made one dancer. As a teacher, I just could make one dancer in my life." José Biondi. He was my professor, my master. And I said, and I said to him, "Yeah, I believe you, because I know how difficult it is to make a dancer. One teacher cannot make a dancer." And then I asked, "But who?" And he said, "Myself." Has to say, I will become a dancer. I can learn from you to do that, and from you to do that, and I have to learn from myself. How can I move better? What is when I'm doing audition and looking for dancers for my piece, I just look that I also need technique. I also need people that know about time and space, of course, for some productions and for some not. But first I look, do they know what they are? Yes, and then the next step, you know, they know, okay, now Wagner, I'm really tired and I will move in that way. Nice, perfect. I want to have a dancer that knows that he's tired, that he has to, you know, to take care about the body, to keep going the work, and the production has to go on. As a producer, you have also to think in that way.
Yes.
And sometimes dance teachers or choreographers that are not really producers, they don't think on that. I just want to have this now and just do that now. And in that way, please. And if you don't have it, if your hip joints is not like that a way to use, and then, yeah, what you do.
Yeah.
So I think it's a big challenge for us now to teach in a way that the people are really emancipated, you know, and how the choreographers and the performers will also think that the audience can also be emancipated. The audience, they know everything. We don't have to tell them. I just give some support and say, now you know what I speak about. Now you can be active and I will be there if somehow you need. So in my composition, I try out just to say, okay, now that's it. I stay with you. And sometimes, I'm there again, you know, for the audience. Yeah. But I know that they know more than me. I don't know them really.
Yeah.
How should I say, no, I will tell you that 1 + 1 is 2. Oh, yeah. You don't have to tell me. I know that. But yeah. If I tell them one.
Then it makes you think.
Two, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
And then you bring them to, you change the time and the space, and they start to, oh, he's telling me one. But he said, 1 + it's boring. I'm sorry, I know that 1 + 1 is two. You know, maybe simple thing that I say, okay, I'm here to give you something, but you can also be active because you are more amazing than me.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know you. I cannot, I have one piece with my wife, a duet, which is called You Don't Know What I Don't Know. Because sometimes we think that we know what the others know.
Oh, yeah.
I know that he know about that thing. But we cannot know what the others don't know. I think this process is interesting, not to make a kind of, yeah, how do I say, to see everybody like the same thing. And I say that for the dancers.
Oh, like a stereotype.
Yeah, stereotype for the dancers or for the audience. Mm-hmm. That's why it's a big challenge now to say, okay, I try now with you, but with them, it's different.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The way that I teach in Brazil is not the way that I teach in Germany, definitely. I really to see how I approach the people, because another culture is another way to do. There's other people, even we are the same.
Yeah.
But I should check it out. It's the same thing. But one thing I have to say more about the inclusive process or mixed abled process,
uh-huh,
took a lot of time for me to realize that there is no disability. That everybody is the same. That I don't have to be so carefully with the people that have disability because they are not sick.
Yeah.
And I was doing a duet with a friend of mine, and then she said to me, and I was really carefully all the time, and was too much.
Mm. You were protective.
And, yes, yes. And then she started to roll on the floor. It's like, and said, you see, I'm not sick. You see, I'm not sick. I just have disability. I have to stay on the wheelchair, but I'm not sick. Don't treat me as a sick person or... And then... Now I'm really thinking we don't have to make a line for everybody that everybody stay on the same level. No, but we can give the same information and everyone will take and transpose in the way that they can do it.
Did you just say transpose?
No. Yeah. Oh, another one.
No. That's good because I was just talking with Douglas. From Full Radius, and we talked about the word transpose, and you know, he was teaching us that word last summer, and it's really, you like that word too.
Yes, yes.
It's really good.
And yes, it's great because what we do, is what we have to know, for me, back again to mm-hmm. my phrase, to mm-hmm. my sentence. Yeah. When I start to study choreography, I was thinking, Wagner, one thing you have to know, to transpose things, transpose in terms of which context I will show in which content. If I don't understand in which context I can show my piece, for example. That's why I told you about my piece in Brazil.
Uh-huh, yeah. You know? Yeah, you have to understand, yeah.
What I can put inside of that could be difficult as a choreographer, because you are working with the content. You have to know also about the context. So that transpose for me is this kind of thing. Okay, I take this content here and I put this works. Okay, but here works really well. But maybe in another place, in another moment, I have to put in another way that the people understand different. I think transpose, I would say transform as well, or adapt. But transpose has a lot of things, a lot with space for me.
Yeah.
That's why I said to context. But if you don't understand transposing, the things will be hard nowadays, because you have to. Nothing is fixed anymore in time and space.
Yeah.
Nothing. That's why we're turning crazy, because we need time and we need space. And then if you don't understand so well that this communication is going so fast, and lose of time and space, that's what we see nowadays, a lot of burnout things, and people having a lot of sickness mentally and physically. Yes, because we are lost in something that before was quite set in.
Yeah.
I know to speak to you, I have to write a letter, it took so much time, and I'm there, and you are there now. I know that you are on Facebook. You know that I'm on Facebook. Maybe you are close to me. Maybe you are in USA and I'm in Brazil. So things are like that. And the transposition or the movement and the change is too fast.
Or yeah, think about the time as well right here. You know, it's afternoon, late afternoon for you. You yes. have your whole day yeah. behind you. I just woke up, ate and took a shower and sat down to talk with you. My whole day yeah. is in front of me. You and I, even though we are talking right now, we are in a totally different phase of our day. The time yes. is yes. irrelevant almost. There is yes. no day or night yes. in a way.
Yes.
And that's scary.
It's scary. So that's why you have to understand how much misunderstanding we have now in the communication, even if you have so much instruments to help us to communicate. Because if you don't understand when and where we speak about something, you have to be sure that you have some kind of misunderstanding. Because if I'm running in front of me, giving your class, and I go there to give my class, and I say, I have to talk to you about that thing. That's not the time. That's not the space. You think, which kind of thing? Maybe you are somewhere. The way that I talked to you was too fast. You know that nowadays happens with us. Imagine it with this kind of toys that we have.
Yeah.
You are on time. And then I was really nice writing to you, let's do that, and then I have to give you some answer. Okay, we will do that, you know. And then you are not a time, not space, and why Wagner write me so dry now? You understand? Because we are not in the same space and not in the same time.
Or you know, even when we were checking in last night, you woke up, it was your morning, and I was just going to bed, and we were talking about then meeting like yes. 8 hours later.
Yes.
I mean, it's crazy.
Crazy. So that's why you have to take care with this kind of time things and space. You know, this transposition of time and space is a big thing now.
Yeah.
And of course, for our children, it's like they are born there. I think they will be much better than us.
But I hope so.
Yes, I also hope. but will be another problems there.
I'm sure.
It's like the process of humanity being
Talking about time and space, don't you have to go and teach soon?
Yes, I mean, I have to leave in a half hour.
Okay.
It's fine. It's fine. And yes, I mean, I was before we started the conversation, I was like so afraid. And when I'm afraid, I want to sleep.
You were afraid of our conversation?
Yes, because of English and blah 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 about the language and then I said to my wife, "Oh, I want to sleep now. Why?" And said, "I think you are afraid." It's always like that when you have problems and you don't know how to solve the problem. You want to sleep, and that's true. And I said, "No, okay, wake up." And then I thought, okay, if I look like sleepy, it's not so bad for you. Also, 8 in the morning.
Yeah.
And then we can say that, okay, I was wake up at 8 and then it's...
Oh, I love it. Oh, yeah. So your way of like coping with being nervous is to shut down and go to sleep.
Yeah, I mean, when I try to be a really strong person, mm-hmm. and control it.
Mm-hmm.
But when something is not anymore under my control, I start to be tired. Because I think I cannot solve that. I don't have power. That costs a lot of energy. You know?
Yeah. No.
Because I'm someone that because I just think that I can control things. I can't. But
you have the illusion of
illusion. Yes. And then, but when I don't have this illusion anymore. And then I have to, just a kind of process inside of me to find, okay, I have to find the decision or the solution or to solve this problem. And that takes a lot of energy. That's why I start to think, I want to sleep.
You know, it's so amazing to talk to you. It's very rare when I talk to a person when I feel like everything that you do is art. Even this conversation to me is almost like a dance performance.
Yes. Thank you.
You truly are an artist.
Yeah.
I love that.
That helped me. Yeah, that made me really happy when you say that. Because, I mean, as I told you, I'm a kind of monster. You know, I'm not Brazilian, I'm not German, I'm not a man.
We should call
you
like a flower instead of monster.
Yes. But a friend of mine, a choreographer in Brazil, Sueli Machado, she says, "You are a creature."
Yeah.
Because I cannot understand you. And that's my name, actually. And to be also a performer, to be a person that when I talk to you, and I decide, no, Wagner, you do your piece in German. You are not a German guy. And you go to the stage and you speak German all the time. So use what you have. And you have this kind of, I'm not saying that I have two faces or masks, but you have different abilities.
I actually feel it's almost the opposite. Like you blur the line of what needs to be a performance. Like this is a perfect performance.
Yes,
like this us talking is a perfect performance. And it doesn't need to be. We don't need technical background how to do this talking and how to interact and how, you know, we are just doing this and this becomes the performance because life is a performance. Life is art, you know, like you really truly give me that kind of sense.
Yes. And that's why I think I will not stop to do my dance,
mm-hmm.
you know, because I need it. That's the way that I can be Wagner. You know? I was afraid before when I started. Yes, when I was thinking to study choreography, a friend of mine said to me, "Wagner, I'm jealous." She's not a dancer. She's an artist and do everything. Nice person, Valeria. And she said, "Now Oh, I'm so jealous, because now you have the possibility to have people that you can talk to them something, and they will stay 60 minutes hearing what you have to say. And I was, oh, because it's not a kind of I have to, but it's really nice to have people, to have the possibility as a person, as a human being, to share just it, you know? That's what I said before, art is just giving. I can give something, but what I'm giving is not what you don't have.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just giving something. And people sometimes come to me after my performance, Wagner, what you mean with that? I say, I know what I mean, but I'm interested to know what you read on my piece, what you saw there, what you see there. That's my thing, because I can tell you, as Pina said, if I would not be a dancer, how did she, wait, Pina said, I don't have to say about dance or my piece, otherwise I will write a book. But I don't understand what to say. You don't have to understand what I say. Try to make something with that, what you have there. I'm just giving impulse. What we said before, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But as I said before, that our speech is kind of performance. Yeah. I mean, that's why I choose to do that and not went sleep, go sleep. No, Vani, no. I mean, the truth is that you are like that. That's what we speak. Your English is like that. It could be better. Maybe it will be better, maybe not. But that's the moment, and do it now. Yes, and I will be happy afterwards, you know, that I did it, that I didn't sleep.
And I'm so glad you were brave enough to take this chance to talk with me.
Oh, I'm happy. I'm glad that you also invite me to do that. And because it's really hard for me. I cannot dance now. You said that I'm dancing, you know, but I have nothing to hide. I have to speak. I have to look at you. And that's, for me, a hard process, you know?
Yeah, and we have to look at each other through the screen. And there's sometimes, you know, sometimes you're lacking behind, and then we speak. You know, actually, oh my gosh, I was just thinking this. We also, not only time in the sense of like day and night, but time in these like small fragments of you lacking behind, I talking and on top, you're not hearing me, we having this uncomfortable moment of like figuring out who said what and who's going to go next. And yeah, time is actually, the idea of time has changed a lot.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. And I remember reading about that we live for the first time in times when progress happens in our lifetime.
Yeah.
People used to be born into the same world that they died in. We were born into a very different world, and the progress is happening, and the world we are going to die in is very different.
Very, very different. Totally.
So there is that idea of time as well.
Yes.
Wagner, you just blew my mind with that.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, I have... It's like when we are looking to Cora, my daughter now, no? She's 5 weeks. And then my wife said to me yesterday, it's amazing how time is it. We are so crazy. And we don't understand time anymore, because it's another feeling of time. And that's the real time.
Yeah.
It's not the time from some touchscreen or from some it's
some
really
cell
the process
phone
of
or,
life,
yeah.
The time of life. You have it in the pregnancy, of course, but you don't see soul.
Yeah.
You feel that. But I think the visual is also, or the process of life, actually, eating, sleeping, having pain and being happy. And that's life. And when you see that in a newborn, that's the time.